When you hear the crowd go, woo, 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 they're not booing him at all. And with me today is Woo Daves. Woo, welcome to the program.
I'm glad to be here, Terry. It's always a pleasure.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the year 2000 real quick and reflect a little bit on a Bassmaster Classic win at Chicago. And, you know, you look back at that, that had to be a fun experience for you.
Yeah, it was one of the highlights of my career, and it was strange because I've been in like 17 classics, and of all 17 of them, that was probably the least one I thought I would do good in at all. And I guess the Lord works in mysterious ways sometimes, because I had several that I thought I would win, and little things happened right at the end that didn't let it come forth. And then I get out there and not really expecting to do that good, and kind of figured out the pattern on the first day, and everything went great from there.
Well, you know, you look at Chicago, a very, very tough fishery, a lot of smaller fish, but it was one of those things where you found a stretch of bank that held a lot of fish for you, and the type of techniques that you used, it paid big dividends because you won the Classic.
Yeah, I'd only had a couple, two bites there on smallmouth in practice, and I had done a lot better on largemouth, and I thought I had about four good places, but we had our one practice day there, and I saw boats on three of them, so I told my wife, I think I'll just go for broke. You know, I'll either come in with a sack over my head or catch some fish. And one thing that made the little area and made me want kind of think to go there was that when we got our pre-practice, which was like 30 days earlier, the bass were spawning, and they were all up in the shallows and everything, you know, and you could catch them right along, but you knew when we got back that they would be gone. And this was the only area in deeper water that I could ever get a bite. And I figured if there was some hanging around there, you know, while they were spawning in shallow, maybe a lot of those fish would migrate out to that area, being it was a month later, and I didn't even go there and practice that last day. I just kind of went for broke the first day of the Classic. So, and you have to make a lot of gambles sometimes, especially in big tournaments, to do good.
Well, you know, you've had a lot of success. You've won a lot of events and all that kind of stuff. And this year going to be a little different for you. You're going to be fishing it maybe in a new league and also fishing the Opens.
Yeah, I'm going to try to FLW series and the Northern Division of Bass, and I just couldn't come up with the right sponsor to help me with my expenses to bass, and at my age, I didn't want to gamble with my retirement money. I know I'm pretty dumb, but I'm not a fool. I reckon I don't consider myself a fool, and I just felt like if I couldn't find a sponsor to pretty much do three-quarters of the bill, I wasn't going to gamble my retirement money.
Well, you know, Woo, you're 60 years old or thereabouts, and you look at what you'd have to do there, and, you know, a lot of guys had to make that tough decision, and it's not that you're going to not fish because you're going to be out there fishing probably as hard as you've always fished, but you're not going to be fishing the Elite Series.
Right, and, you know, I hate to miss it. I hope it'll work out for everybody, and maybe I can get back next year if I find a sponsor, but right now I'm in a kind of, you know, I'm not having to spend near as much money, and I just feel like it was the best decision for me this year since I couldn't come up with a major sponsor for that side.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and that's come down to, the you know, kind of the brass tacks for a lot of guys, and I'm sure, you know, guys are going to reflect back, I should have or I shouldn't have, and, you know, you're kind of in one of those positions where, you know, you've got that name recognition out there, you're doing Bassmaster universities all over the country and have a very heavy seminar schedule, and so all those things kind of add up, don't they?
Yeah, you got to do a lot of work to make a living in this sport, and it's a lot different perceived from the public eye. You know, they see you weighing fish on TV and fishing and say, man, I'd love to fish every day, but it's like me, I've been gone on an average of 4 to 5 days a week since January 1st just working shows, and I finally got to go fishing the last 2 days. I went down just to look at Lake Lanier where we've got our first tournament. I really didn't get to fish a lot because it was about 25, 27 degrees in the morning, so we waited till about 8:30 to go out, and kind of just rode around the lake and watched the depth finder a lot and fished a little bit, and I actually did catch one fish. So finally got my first fish of the year in, and that was pretty nice.
Well, you know, you look at what's happening over the tournament trail situation. You know, the pro leagues are growing by leaps and bounds. A lot of real positive things happening. With FLW coming out with the FLW series, you know, that's got to be something that's neat for a lot of guys. There's a lot of big-name people fishing that trail.
Yeah, actually, it's the most competitive trail as far as looking at competition. You know, in the Elite Series, they've got some good fishermen in the Elite Series, but they've only got a handful of them, and a lot of young guys that are hoping to get recognition. Whereas in this series, I think there's like 9 past classic champions fishing and 2 or 3 anglers of the year, guys like Larry. When you mention names like Larry Nixon, George Cochran, Tommy Martin, Mark Davis, Jay Yellis, you know, it don't get any tougher than that.
Well, and it's going to be something that's going to be new because folks are going to really be dialed into that because of those past classic winners and the big names of our sport.
Yeah, and that's, you know, one of the reasons I hope the Elite Series goes, but they've lost a lot of names, and it takes years to build a name like Larry Nixon or Mark Davis or Jay Yellis. You just can't do it overnight. But again, I hope it works out for everybody and everything because the sport needs to grow. You know, I don't care if it's FLW Bass or Who Shot John's Tournament Trail. If they would try and work together and just make everything work, that's what we need.
Well, no doubt about it, and I think you're seeing that in our sport. You know, the television coverage from both Fox and ESPN has been outstanding, and you look at what's happening in the way of, you know, endorsements and some of the deals that some people are getting, it's been pretty good. You know, you've kept a pretty good group of sponsors for a long time. I think you're probably one of the most sponsored guys that I know.
Yeah, I've done really good, but I work extra hard for them, too, and I know I was talking to one company the other day. I'm not going to mention their name, but they let a lot of pros go they let all the pros go unless they were fishing the FLW, not the FLW series. But they either had to fish the FLW Tour or the Elite Tour. And if they didn't fish one of those two tours, they cut them loose and they let several big names go. But they kept me. Because of my work ethic.
Well, you get out there and hit the street and go out there and try to keep people informed on what's going on in the trail. But you know, Bassmaster University's the teaching part of it's important to you as well.
Oh yeah, because you know we're averaging probably 275-300 people per show this year, and some of the shows have been higher, and some of them been a little lower. I think they've even had as many as 500 at some of them, and probably the lowest has been maybe 180 or something. So it's been well perceived, and you get a lot of new fishermen in there, and actually you get some tournament fishermen in there, but you get the public in there that wants to learn more about fishing. And you see some husbands and wives, and actually it's surprising, but you see quite a few single mothers there with their kids because they know it's a nice sport to get them in, and that's one of the trends I've seen over the last couple of years. A lot of mothers with their kids there and, you know, trying to let them learn. And so I think everything's going in the right direction from that standpoint.
Well, Wu, you know, you're getting that tackle ready. You're down there in the garage probably working on that as we speak here. And, you know, I look forward to seeing you out on the tournament trail, and good luck in the future. One of the true legends of our sport. Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.